This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This has been, and you don't need me to tell you this, a tough year and a half. And at this point, we could all probably use a little bit of empathy, which, says the dictionary, can be defined as the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. A good trait for humans to possess, indeed, but can a company for which you work really share your feelings? A lot of them are trying right now, or at least say they are. Anna Helen Peterson wrote about the rise in corporate empathy for Time magazine. She also writes a newsletter at Substack called Culture Study. Anna Helen, welcome to the program.
I am so happy to be here.
I need you to start, with the basics, right? What does it mean for a company to be empathetic, and should a company even be doing that?
So theoretically, a company that is empathetic is listening to and understanding its employees' needs in a 360 way. So that means their needs outside of the workplace. So if they have obligations or distractions or difficulties, there is an understanding of why that is happening and why the worker might need different accommodations.
Which is all great, and I'm going to come off as the jerk here, but if I'm running the Acme widget company, my job is to make and sell widgets and make money. And keeping my employees safe and well-trained and all of that is my job. But dealing with the rest of it maybe isn't. I don't know.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, part of the difficulty here is that this really came out of the last year and a half of companies trying to figure out how to keep morale up in the face of what's happening with COVID. And an overarching strategy, which really feels like an HR buzzword initiative, is that we are going to try to be empathetic. And I think it's more, wow, we're having some attrition problems and company culture is really bad. So how can we adopt a strategy that makes it seem like we are trying to figure out how to be this way towards our employees?
Yeah, and the catch with this coming in HR speak, as it were, and please, HR professionals, do not at me on this one. HR works for the company.
Yes, and I think that the way that a lot of these initiatives, whether it's empathy in the workplace, which is a very popular one right now, another one is bringing your whole self to work, is they come...
That a little bit, though, the whole self thing, because that's really relevant here.
Yeah. So the bringing your whole self to work is that understanding that, like, you are a person who has an identity and who has responsibilities outside of whatever your task is in the workplace. And so that means if you are a Black person, you are showing up with all of the burdens and difficulties and racism that accompanies being a Black person in the United States when you show up to work. Now, again, the difficulty is companies want to model this attitude, but aren't necessarily prepared or willing to deal with slight decreases in productivity.
How would I know if my company is trying to be empathetic toward me?
Well, usually you know because there is an email or a Slack message that's like, we are modeling empathy in the workplace. Sometimes workers told me that they found out that their employer was trying to be empathetic in the workplace because the CEO gave an interview. There's just this overarching disconnect that makes a lot of employees, at least that I've spoken with, they're like, this is all BS.
Yeah. So after having reported this piece and written it, what's your takeaway? I mean, is it working? Is it worth it? You know?
So here's what I hear again and again. The best way to show that you are actually empathetic is to create policies that make it easier for people like to have lives. Back to the office plans that don't require all workers to be in the office at an arbitrary time. Mm-hmm. Plans that don't have any room to acknowledge that people are mothers or caretakers or have disabilities that make it difficult. I think that what we come back to again and again is it a lot of this messaging that I think people are learning or are receiving is, I feel broken, you feel broken, I'm empathetic about you feeling broken, but also could you please do your job?
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes anyone feel better.
Anna Helen Peterson writes a newsletter called Culture Study. Anna Helen, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.